He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the February 11th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, what are we looking at here today? Is the market grumpy? Is the market happy? Well, just kind of so-so here. I think the market's kind of wanting to see what becomes of the big meeting in Brussels today between the Germans and the Greeks. Boy, I'd like to be a fly on the wall at that meeting. That's got to be an interesting one. We also have the ECB meeting. So, yeah, there's just a lot to kind of stand back and wait and see the outcome of these meetings before the market really decides on a direction. You know, we had a big day yesterday. The S&P's down a couple of points right now at 2,066. Boy, that's a nice number, isn't it? Especially considering we were at 660s. We're up 1,400 points since those dark days. The Dow is down 54 right now. The Dow is at 17,814. Will we be saying 18,000 soon? Or will we be saying 16,000 soon? Well, we'll see. NASDAQ, we take it a day at a time here. The NASDAQ is up 6, 4,793. Crude oil. Okay, crude oil's falling back just a little bit here, but it's still at a pretty lofty number here, especially where it's compared to where it's been recently. It's at $49.24 per barrel. It was above 50. It's dropped back below 50, and that's causing a little grief right now in the market. Crude oil's at 49.24. Gold's at 12.27. Continues to fall. The euro's at 1.12, and the 10-year yield at 1.99. Today only. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're going to have some interesting showdowns going on this week. The sparks should really fly between the Greek finance minister and Germany's representative. I don't know if it's Merkel herself that will be meeting with him, but that will be interesting to track the outcome of that one, see if there's any give on either side. It just seems to me that Germany and the EU holds all the cards here. I just don't see them really saying, okay, you know what, we're just going to forgive your debt. And by the way, here's another handful of money to get you through to the next quarter. I just don't see that happening, and it makes the market nervous. It could set a precedent. You know, what if Greece does leave the EU? Would Italy follow? Would Spain follow? Would Portugal follow? Would France follow? You know, it just creates uncertainty. And having said that, if Greece were to leave, what would that do to the debt in Italy? All of a sudden, the country's allowed to leave, start printing up their own currency, and you're an investor in the Greek debt. That's not very comforting. It would make you start wondering, gee, I own Italian debt here. I own Portuguese debt. I own Spain debt. Are they going to leave the euro too? So you can see why this is making the market very nervous. And you know, look, capitalism is not a perfect system, but it sure beats its counterpart, socialism. I think the answer to Greece's problem is to get to work. Roll up your sleeves, just like we have to do. Roll up your sleeves, get to work, start manufacturing, start creating jobs, start building your economy again. And somehow, and I'm sure you found this in your own life, that somehow hard work and perseverance and sometimes austerity, somehow it just has a way of working itself out over time. You've heard the old adage, the harder I work, the luckier I seem to get. And there's just no excuse for, or no substitute for hard work. You know, I wrote a story a few years ago They're two companies not too far from one another in the Bay Area. One of them is now a shuttered factory. I don't know what it is now. They weren't there for very long. They were a company by the name of Solyndra. And I actually was on with Megyn Kelly on the Fox News Channel a few years back. One of the first ones to recognize that this thing was going to fail. And that the taxpayers' money was going to go down the tubes. It didn't last very long because it was a heavily subsidized company getting guaranteed government loans on a product that was losing money. And Solyndra is now worth zero. And of course, it just kind of got buried. They all took the fifth. And we never heard any more about it, where the money went or anything like this. But not too far from there is a company called Apple Inc. in Cupertino. It's now a $720 billion company. And I don't think Steve Jobs got any guaranteed government loans in a product that loses money and is going to be subsidized for life. Instead, I think him and his partner there, Wozniak, rolled up their sleeves and came up with the product. And capitalism at its best, I guess. Pretty much a life-changing product, the iPhone. I can't believe what I do on the iPhone. But the reason I mention Apple, it's now the largest publicly traded company in the world. $719 billion of market capitalization. Can you believe this? $719 billion, and it hit a new all-time high yesterday at $123.47. When I wrote about it in my book several years ago and identified it as one of the best stocks now, it was trading at less than one half of that. And it proceeded to double from that point. And then I got out of Apple. I got out of Apple when it started to roll over. Apple hit $705 per share, split adjusted, and I was on CNBC after the stock started to roll over and started to head down. And I've got a picture here in my office of me with the, I don't know who the two hosts are. They're still there. And I was on saying that Apple was dead money. And it was for several months. In fact, if you go back, I believe, to 2013, Apple was only up 8% that year, but it went on about a 40% swoon to the downside. And I said at that time on CNBC that Apple was dead money. But I also said that at some point in time, Apple will find its eventual bottom, that it will start to bottom. This isn't a dead franchise, it's just dead money for now. I'd have my money invested in companies that are flourishing right now. And until this sell-off in Apple is over, and it lasted for quite some time, did that sell-off, I would avoid the stock. And then Apple started going sideways. It started building that base, kind of like oil is doing right now. And Apple finally emerged out of that base back in July of 2013, and it's really been going up ever since, hasn't it? And Apple emerged out of that base, which was in about the mid-50 area, and now we're at $123, and Apple is hitting a new all-time high. And I continue to own Apple my larger cap, more conservative type accounts. Apple still sports a dividend, so I've got it in my income and growth account. The dividend ratio is 1.5%. So on the one side of the Silicon Valley, you have Apple and Cupertino, which is now a $720 billion company. And another company that I disked many years ago with Megyn Kelly was Solyndra, which no longer exists, which went kaput. It was built on government loans, guaranteed government loans, and heavy subsidization, and it no longer exists. And I think $500 million disappeared down the tubes. And at the other end of the valley, you've got Apple. At $720 billion. What's the difference? Well, you know what? I think you can figure that one out yourself. And I think the answer for Greece's problems are the same. I don't think government guaranteed or EU guaranteed loans tranche after tranche after tranche are the answer. The answer is to roll up your sleeves, get to work, cut your budget, trim the fat. There's no easy way out sometimes. There's just no easy way out. So we'll see what all becomes of this. But it will set a precedent. And I think if they give them another tranche and forgive everything, then I think Italy's next, Spain's next, Portugal's next. So personally, I think Germany's going to draw the line here with Greece. Hey, when we come back, let's find another big success story in the market, an example of a best stock now, just like Apple is. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Hey, we're looking for companies in the market that are flourishing right now, that are growing right now, that are being benefited by a pretty good U.S. economy, by low oil prices, by low interest rates, by zero inflation. These are the kinds of forces that work in the world right now and in the economy. The U.S. is one of the few economies that is growing right now around the world. So obviously, you know, I'm heavily tilted. If you've been reading my newsletter for the last several years, I have most of my weighting in the investments that I have right here in the U.S. of A. And that's not always the case. I go where the action is. And the action is in the U.S. right now. And we're always looking for success stories and companies that are flourishing, that have top management, and continue to grow. And one of those stocks that I have bought recently, now I have owned this thing in the past, and then it had a little bit of a stumble, and now it seems to have its act together, and this thing is really starting to take off once again. You know, yesterday when the market was closed, I went for a little walk just to get some fresh air and some sunshine. And all over town, I see eating establishments. It's really tough when you're on a diet, you know, and you're walking by burger joints, charcoal broiling hamburgers, and you're walking by this and you're walking by that. There's a lot of competition. It's a very competitive arena out there in the restaurant business. And some places I noticed were full and other places were empty. And that's the nature of the beast. And I like to invest in places that seem to be full, that seem to have some kind of a formula that's working right now. And the way I find them is through my app, the Best Stocks Now app. And right now there's a stock that has become ranking it currently is, number 45 out of 3,947, and it's headquartered in one of the cities that we broadcast in, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You've got a company there by the name of Buffalo Wild Wings. The symbol is BWLD. They operate and franchise 992. Imagine that. I'm sure there was the first one somewhere. I don't know where. Probably in Minneapolis. It was a hit. It was an idea that worked. And pretty soon there were two, and pretty soon there were three, and then a half a dozen, and then maybe a couple of dozen, and now there's 992 quick casual restaurants in 49 states and Canada, with plans to open 95 more in 2014. And once in a while, a concept comes along that really works out. Look at Chipotle, for instance. Chipotle now operates 1,572. So Buffalo Wild Wings, 600 more to go, and they've caught up with Chipotle. But Chipotle is now a $21 billion company. Chipotle is now a $671 stock when it was just $36 a share in 2008. Are we seeing the same kind of characteristics here in a Buffalo Wild Wings? Well, Buffalo Wild Wings is now a $3.6 billion stock. It's one-sixth the size of Chipotle, but it appears that it still has room to grow. Buffalo Wild Wings has been growing at a rate of 23%. Now get this. While it's been growing its earnings by 23%, the stock has been going up at a rate of 26%. You see that tight correlation that there is between stock price appreciation and earnings growth? Buffalo Wild Wings was making $1.38 per share about 6 years ago, and today it's going to make, or this next year, they're expected to make $7.20 per share. How do you want the value of your company to go up? How do you get the value of your stock to go up? The earnings have to increase for the most part. That's one of the main ingredients for stock price appreciation or for value appreciation. in your business or in the business you're investing in, because the more the company makes, the more the company is worth. Over the last 10 years, Buffalo Wild Wings has delivered 26.3% per year to investors, while the market's delivered just 5%. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 32% per year, while the market's delivered just 14%. And over the last 12 months, Buffalo Wild Wings is up 44%, while the market's up 15%. It's tripled the returns of the market over the last year. Is there any guarantee that it will continue to triple the returns of the market? No. Just like there's no guarantee that James Shields will put in 200 innings for the Padres this year, like he has done in the past, but at least he's getting paid based on what he's done in the past, and a lot of times stocks trade on what they've done in the past, but we have to look to the future too. Still looking at the past here, when I compare the performance of Buffalo Wild Wings against all the other stocks in my database, which currently stands at 3,947, Buffalo Wild Wings gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Kudos to the management at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's still a small cap stock, however. It's still a $3.6 billion market cap company. It hasn't even moved up to mid cap status yet. But who knows, someday maybe it will. In fact, I think there's probably little to stop it from reaching mid cap status, which would be at $5 billion someday. But there's always risk, obviously. You never know what's going to happen. That's why I never make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. In this case, I believe it's about a 2.5% position in my aggressive growth account, which focuses more on small and mid-cap stocks like Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings currently has a relative strength of 93 on a scale of 1 to 99. What about valuation, however, Gunderson? Well, valuation's half of the equation here. It's a big part. Looking ahead is just as important as looking back in the market, because our investments are looking ahead. Well, when I take the earnings estimates of $7.20, which are out there on the street right now, that's the consensus. And if they can continue to grow by 19-20% per year over the next 5 years, which is also the consensus estimate, they're going to have some pretty potent earnings 5 years from now. And we put a multiple on those potential earnings, I come up with a $365 target price 5 years from now. The stock's currently trading at $191. It also has a very powerful stock chart right now, breaking out of about a 3-month consolidation. I currently own Buffalo Wild Wings. It's on the aggressive side of the neighborhood. Not a recommendation, but a pretty good example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, I had a meeting yesterday with a couple of the head honchos at Scottrade. They were out visiting in San Diego, and I chose Scottrade as my custodian many years ago when I first started my business back, I believe, in 2006 is when I started Gunderson Capital Management, even though I've been in the business a lot longer than that. And Scottrade, obviously one of the biggest discount brokers in the world. They're privately traded. I found out that Roger Reiney drives a Tesla. Hey, no, I guess he traded in his helicopter for a Tesla. But I'm totally happy with my relationship with Scottrade. I'm one of the I'm on the advisory council of Scottrade. I believe one of 10 or 20 different broker or different financial advisors at Scottrade, and I'm telling you, they're really beefing up their platform, their website. Yeah, that makes a big difference of when you choose an investment manager, who the custodian is behind that investment manager. And I'm proud to have Scottrade backing me up, doing all of my back office type of stuff. So, you know, when you come to Gunderson Capital Management, you're also with Scottrade. And I think I've had quite a bit of say in how the platform works today. And how much more robust it is. They've listened to me and my comments because I'm one of those guys. I'm not a guy that builds an asset allocation model and then lets you sit in it for the next 12 months. I'm an active investor and looking for the best places in the market, and their platform allows me to manage the kind of money that I do and the amount of accounts that I do with quite easily. To be honest with you, and I'm looking forward. They're coming here, I think, later this year to San Diego for their annual advisory council meeting. I had to go back to St. Louis last time. This time they're coming to me right here in San Diego. So we have a very strong relationship with Scottrade. Hey, I'm trying to get them to include the Gunderson's Best Stocks Now app on their trading platform for their retail clients. I think it could really help clients look up their stocks, look up mutual funds, look up ETFs, look at the track record, and see where they're ranked today. So those discussions will continue into the future. But happy to be on board with the crew at Scottrade, headquartered in St. Louis, very large. They even have a bank now at Scottrade. So very powerful player in the industry. All right, now, I'm trying to find the best stocks now. And I'm trying to put you in the right direction of some of the best stocks now. I don't like companies that are just mediocre. I don't like having a baseball team like I had last year of mediocrity. This year we have a better team in San Diego. Look out for those Padres. We're going to make a run this year. Why? Because we've added better players to our portfolio. You can't really have success with a bunch of mediocrity. Now let's take a look here. What makes for a good stock? In my opinion, growth is one. I'm a growth investor. I'm not happy with the company that has maxed out and is no longer growing, and that's all they can do anymore is pay dividends. Wow, look at the birds working down there on the harbor. You know, I always keep an eye out on the water. Whenever you see a bunch of birds diving, that means there's bait on the surface. Anyways, a little distraction there. I'm not too far. I'd like to be out there casting a lure into that bird action on the harbor right now. There might be some fish underneath that activity. Anyways, let's look where there's some bird action in the market right now. Let's go to Weston, Florida. We're on two stations in Florida. We're in Tampa, and we're in the Sarasota area on a couple of the big news talkers back there. You've got a company back there by the name of Ultimate Software Group, ULTI, which is almost a mid-cap now. It's a $4.5 billion company, and it's been a very successful run at this company as it has grown up from a micro-cap to a small cap, to a mid cap. And right now in my app, beststocksnowapp.com, it's ranked number 150 overall out of 3,947. If I were to write a book today, Best Stocks Now, which I wrote back in 2011, included 53 stocks, I think one of the stocks that I'd have in there today would be Ultimate Software. I think I'd also probably have Buffalo Wild Wings in that mix somewhere. Ultimate Software designs web-based payroll and workforce management software for organizations in the U.S. and Canada. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 51% per year. And during that time, the company has gone from a $10 stock to a $161 stock. And you say, well, Gunderson, didn't I miss the move? Well, it's still only a $4.5 billion company. It's not even a mid-cap yet, and they've had quite a bit of momentum going and quite a bit of inertia going in the right direction right now. It seems to me like they are capable of continuing that direction. This one's done better than Buffalo Wild Wings over the last 10 years. It's averaged to its investors 28% per year. So when you take the price of the stock 10 years ago and where it is today, do a little compound annual growth formula to it, you get 28.2% per year. Over the last 5 years, the stock's delivered 42% per year. Now here again, the growth of earnings over the last 5 years has averaged 51% per year. And what has the stock price appreciation been? 42% per year. See that very close correlation? Obviously, we want to look to the future and find companies that can continue to grow at above average rates into the future. That's just my logical conclusion. Over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged 35% per year. The market's averaged 15. Here again, we get a performance grade of A. Now, I haven't owned the stock for the last year. Over the last year, the stock has sorely underperformed the market. It's only up 1%. But recently, I've noticed the stock has been rising in rank in my app, in my ranking system, my proprietary ranking system, which includes value and momentum. And the technical pattern, all of a sudden, after going sideways for the last year, it has recently broke out to a new high. Not always, but hopefully that means that the stock is getting ready to start a new up leg after sitting dormant for the last year. And that's what I try to look for, is those catalysts, you know, that will get a stock. I don't like to buy companies that are trading sideways. I never buy companies that are in downtrends. I like to see that downtrend abate. I like to see that sideways trend end, and some kind of breakout to the upside is what I want to see, meaning there's some kind of catalyst driving the company. Now, I don't know what's driving it. I would imagine it was their, no, it's not their, yeah, it would probably be their earnings that they reported back on late January, which were better than expected. And the company is breaking out. Now, this is not a cheap stock. You're not going to buy a 50% grower at a single-digit type of P.E. ratio. There's more risk in a company that's growing this fast. That's why I buy it in my aggressive growth portfolio, which is for people that have longer period of time, can take more risk. All things being equal, a company growing at this rate should outperform a slow growth company over time, but there's also more risk involved, and I spread that risk around. I believe this is a 2-3% overall position, meaning I like to own about 30 to 40 stocks in my aggressive growth accounts. That's why you can't do it. If someone comes to me and says, Bill, I have $10,000 to invest. Well, I can't do it. I can't go out and buy you 40 stocks with that kind of money. You're better off in a mutual fund or an ETF or whatnot that spreads its risk around. ULTI is one of the stocks that I currently own in that aggressive growth account. When I take those earnings estimates of $307 next year and continue them out at a 25% clip, is what the analysts think they can continue to grow at, and put a multiple on it, I still think there's significant upside potential in ULTI. No guarantees. This is just math. Here's the numbers. Let's put in the multiple. Here's what we get. Yes, there's still good upside potential, and yes, there's been terrific past performance. Emphasize past performance. The company currently comes in at number 150 out of 3,947, one of the better growth stocks in the entire market. Ultimate Software. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the Greeks and the Germans and the showdown in Brussels, and very interesting. We'll see what becomes of all of this. I think in the end, I don't think the Greeks really have any choice but to, and I don't know if they want to accept the hard medicine. Sometimes medicine's not easy to take, is it? The hard medicine, like going to the doctor. Well, you need to lose weight. Okay, that's the hard medicine, isn't it? The hard medicine for the Greeks is that they've got to keep up with their austere practices. They can't promise everybody everything. They need to roll up their sleeves. They need to get to work. They need to grow their economy. They need to produce products. They need to manufacture. They need to export. They need to import. And the people need to work. There's no substitute. There's no easy way out. And they're backed into a corner, and they want to make all, they want to have all kind of concessions made to them so that they can continue on their merry way. You know, it's just like our children. We know that, look, we can't let this guy continue to lay on the couch and not go to school. You know, it's time. He's got to get to work. There's no substitute. There's no easy way out. We need to be progressing and moving forward every day. We can't be stopped in our progression. We can't be plateaued. Keep moving forward. I've always believed in that philosophy, whether it's knowledge, whether it's working out, whether it's our professions, you know, whatever it is. I just think we should always be about doing something that's positive. And that's what the Greeks need to do. We talked about a company that may be the next Chipotle. I don't know. Chipotle has grown to be a $21 billion company, and the stock that we featured here is now a $3.6 billion. So there's a lot of room to continue to grow, and they seem to have a formula that's worked, and they've put up some phenomenal numbers over the last 3, 5, 10 years, and maybe they can continue to do that into the future. I sure like a company like that better than one that has reached its zenith and is no longer growing. It is now stagnant and has filled the world. Now that's all they can start doing with the company like that, is to start breaking it up into parts. We talked about a company in Florida that is one of the ultimate growth stocks in the market right now. And after trending sideways for the last year, it's breaking out right now on very strong earnings, on a very strong earnings report not too long ago. No guarantees, but it has the characteristics that I like so much, that create that collision of valuation and performance and the stock chart into what I call best stocks now. The last subject I'd like to talk about here, a discussion I had with the two executives that I met from, I've known one for years. I mean, when I first came to Scottrade, he was my guiding force there. And I was one of the first advisors to sign up with Scottrade as the custodian. And now that business has really grown for Scottrade, and they're really growing it. And I met with the head of the advisor services, Scottrade. So we had a nice discussion. We've both been in the business a long, long time. And we talked about the environment that exists in our business today, which is a very heavy regulation business, and which it should be. You know, we've seen the business morph and evolve over the years. And I've come to the conclusion, you know, in my early years in the business, I was a commissioned broker, but I left that part of the business 15 years ago. I said the future is in fee-based, because I see, from my vantage point, most of the abuses in my business that I'm in comes from commission-based products. I mean, just look over the years at the limited partnerships that paid the brokers 8, 9, 10% commissions if they sold them. Look at the packaged products. Maybe it was the bad mortgages back in 08, 07 that paid the brokers commissions to sell these packaged products. I just think when there's a commission involved, I think that's where unscrupulous people are more likely to put their interest ahead of the client interest. And I continue to see, and I think it's the right thing, commission business continue to get ground down in this business, and it's becoming more fee-based all of the time. And I just think you've got to keep that in mind as a consumer, the differences between a fee-based guy and a commission-based person. You know, there's still some products out there that offer some pretty fat commissions. And I've seen a lot of abuse. We're trying to bring in an account right now that a guy's transferring to us that's full of non-traded REITs. He's stuck in those things. They're not liquid. Scottrade can't hold them. Somebody made a big commission selling those non-traded REITs to him, and now he's just kind of stuck, and I could never see the logic of it. Why would I buy a non-traded REIT when I can buy a publicly traded one for $7 at Scottrade, and I can get rid of it the next day if I want? It's completely 100% liquid. And it has a track record that I can look up. I could look up a Realty Income, for instance, which has been a publicly traded stock here in San Diego for the last 15 years and has produced terrific returns and dividends over the years. Why would I not want to buy a publicly traded one with a public track record as opposed to one that's non-traded, illiquid? That's just my take on the whole matter. I think most of the abuses in my business come from the commission side of the business. You say, well, Madoff was a fee-based guy, wasn't he? Yeah, but Madoff was also his own custodian. There was no safety net of a custodian like a Scottrade. They're the safeguard of the money. I don't hold the money in my bank account. It's held at Scottrade. It's your account. It's all I have the ability to do is to manage and trade and buy and sell on your behalf, which you can take away that privilege anytime you want. It's completely transparent. Madoff was, true, a fee-based guy, but he was also the custodian of the funds. You made out your check to Bernard Madoff. And there's still a lot of products out there that pay big commissions. Annuities pay big commissions to folks. And I think annuities are an appropriate product for a lot of people, but I don't sell annuities here. There is a big commission there involved. So you should just be aware of the differences between the fee-based, the commission-based, and you decide, you know, the best way for you to go. Anyways, we're 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.